Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala November 7th with Mario Batali, Michael Simon, and their co-hosts from The Chew, a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. More information at stmartin.edu/gala.
So, Stein, I know you're not real big on entertaining. It seems in my house we invite people over all the time to dinner, and I never have to think much about what I'm going to make. But this last week, I had relatives in from out of town, young cousins, their romantic partners, their roommates, and I had to figure, okay, what am I going to feed everyone? Because I made the mistake of saying, is there anything that some people don't eat?
Your big, big, big mistake, Nancy.
Oh, my goodness.
What you should have done is just said, we're having such and such.
Yeah, we're having chicken liver pate with a big old steak. But no, I had one vegan who will actually eat fish.
Well, fish are really just vegetables that can swim.
Who was also lactose intolerant. One vegetarian, and someone who was allergic to peanuts and peanut oil. And I know this is a real deal. I know this. I understand it. But all of a sudden, all my plans for entertaining were sort of thrown out the window, especially because my husband and my son had been away where they both said they ate very badly. They had just come back, and I wanted them to eat something that they'd like.
So how did you solve this terrible conundrum, Ms. Leeson? Because I know how I would solve it.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing that I really want to talk to you about is the fact that I had to think really hard. Okay, everyone loves that quinoa tabbouleh I make, right? I mean, I love that stuff. My family likes it. It's delicious. It's good for you.
It's hard to pronounce, so that scores points.
Sure. And I made roasted broccoli and cauliflower that I was able to roast in advance in olive oil. I made some corn on the cob. And for those of us who eat meat, we made a couple of incredible whole chickens on the grill and a piece of sockeye salmon for the vegan who eats fish.
Well, it sounds as though you were able to navigate your way around that. So what'd you have for dessert?
Well, you could have come because we didn't have any fruit, but I did serve ice cream and sorbet for the lactose intolerant vegan.
Well, here's what I do in the rare occasions that we entertain. I start out with the menu, and when we invite people, we say, hey, you want to come for dinner? I'm making this, that, and the other thing. And for my own case, as you know, I'm not a person without food phobias, like I won't eat any fruit. I never, ever tell anybody what I will or won't eat. If they're serving something I don't want to eat, I'll just kind of pick at it and be polite. And I would never, ever ask anybody to go out of their way simply to accommodate me.
My niece said to me, you know, just make a rice dish. Do something easy. But in our house, when we make a great rice dish, we put a lot of things in it, chicken stock, say, that someone else is not going to eat. Doesn't mean I don't understand. You can live without meat. Lord knows we do. And guess what? The best part of the whole thing is the next night, Mac and I ate dinner by ourselves, and it was a completely vegan, vegetarian pasta made with the leftover roasted vegetables, fresh pasta. Wait a minute. I lied. There was eggs in the noodles.
Oh, Nancy.
Okay,
Nancy,
but
Nancy.
But nonetheless, it was absolutely delicious, void of meat and any lactose product.
Well, all I can think of is an old gag from some comedian about his mother's cooking. He said she only had two items on the menu, take it or leave it.
You know what? That's it from here on in.
So eaters and hosts, how far out of your way are you willing to go to accommodate the food intolerances, fashionable phobias, and just general won't eat it of your guests? Let us know at kplu.org. With KPLU food talker Nancy.
Take it or leave it.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Extra gluten, please.
Stein.